This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1732. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded July 30th, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Germany, Guatemala, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Malaysia, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Thailand, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Radio Simbon in Pete's Hill, New South Wales, is reported by Rob Wagner in Victoria, with Greek music at 2130 UT, July 23rd, a fair to poor signal, on 2368.5 kHz. Much closer to it in New South Wales, Craig Seeger says improved signals heard throughout the local daytime, including Greek music at 0300 UT, July 26th. And it's again making it to the Asilomar State Beach in California, where Ron Howard monitors. He heard it July 30th, before and after 1300 UT on 2368.48, to be exact. He says that was a great day to enjoy Greek music, a good signal for just 1,000 watts. And he put up a four-minute audio of their Greek music at his box.com audio site. As of July 29th, Otto Kesh Gupta and Wolfgang Büschel report that RBA has made a slight frequency change for its South Asian service. The final half hour in English at 14:30 had been on 11590, but the previous bi-hour in various South Asian languages starting at 12:25 had been on 11595, but now it too is on 11590. RBA, what's that? Oh, Reach Beyond Australia, formerly known as HCJB. As of July 30th, the big transmitter in Brasilia on 11780 for Radio Nacional Amazonia was still putting out extremely distorted spurs most of the time when I check, plus and minus 30 kilohertz on 11750 and 11810, and sometimes even further out at multiples of 30 kilohertz. But now, Wilby Garcia in Brazil has told EBC about this problem based on my reports. So, we'll see if they do anything about them. However, that was the day before the final check I made when they were still happening. Since I heard different music than the usual Firedrake one-hour jamming medley, July 17th, on 16500, between 13 and 15 UT. I kept checking that frequency subsequent days, but it never showed up until 8 days later on Friday, July 25th, around 1400 UT. Yes, it sounds like Firedrake, but it's without all the crashing and banging. So keep checking that frequency, and you may be fortunate enough to hear it as well one of these days. Hunting Havana harmonics with Hauser. It's not unusual to hear Radio Havana Cuba Spanish on 12140 in our evenings. A clear but poor signal, which is the second harmonic of 6070. However, when conditions are a bit better, such as UT July 25th, I was also hearing third harmonics above 18 megahertz. 18210 is 3 times 6070, heard it 0130, and also had a trace on 24280, which is the fourth harmonic of 6070, but that was not until July 28th. Back on the 25th, around the same time, I was also getting RHC cutting on and off on 18180, which is the third harmonic of 6060. And even on 18495 in English, the third harmonic of 6165. Also, since at least July 25th, I'd noticed a major frequency missing in our mornings between 13 and 15 UT 15340, although they remained on 15370. Arnie Coro finally announced on July 29th that that frequency has indeed been dropped, along with some other changes, such as extending 11760 to run continuously instead of taking a break between 15 and 19 UT, the first 3 hours to be in Spanish, and the final hour, he said, in Arabic and Portuguese. However, I had already heard this on July 29th, and at 18:30 UT, the language was not Portuguese, but Creole. And the same happened the following day, when I checked for sure. They announced it's on FM and Internet, but said nothing about shortwave. Following up his report last week, Ron Howard in California has more about AFN Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean on 4319 USB. Can it be that the long-standing heavy interference is really gone for good? It seems so. July 25th makes about the fifth day of interference-free reception at my local Sunrise. 1314 UT with easy-listening pop songs. A talk show with man and woman chatting. Could not make out the program name. News at 1330, military PSAs. Only light CWQRM, but that is not a bother. He says it's great to have clear daily reception from American Forces Network, Diego Garcia. We still hear Central America's only remaining shortwave station any night on 4055 Radio Verdad in Guatemala. And we've received a note from its director, Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, July 24th, saying, "Great triumph at Radio Verdad, Radio Truth. May I tell you that Radio Verdad TV is on Internet with a totally sane television, no commercials. We're on YouTube. We'll be on many Internet media very soon, including Facebook, Twitter, etc., on a special stream that we bought. Our link is Radio Verdad TV." However, he doesn't give the exact URL for any of these. I searched around and finally found him at YouTube, where there was only a 25-second test transmission, searching on Radio Verdad and then a space before the TV. About Indonesia, Ron Howard reports RRI Ternate on 130 Hz below 3345, July 29th at 12:12 UT. All during Ramadan, Ternate did not carry the Jakarta news relay, but as Ramadan is now over, they are in fact relaying the news. After it at 12:17, they played the usual patriotic song, "For You, Our Country," or "Bagimu Negeri." The news and the song were parallel to RRI Palangkaraya on 3325, while Makassar continued to be silent through July 29th, not heard, 50 hertz below 4750. And Ron says a reminder that from Friday, August 1st, at the end of the 1200 UT news, we can expect that the RRI stations will switch over to playing the patriotic song Dirgahayu Indonesiaku during the whole month to mark their independence anniversary during August. And he provided an audio he made several years ago at Vox.com. Their actual Independence Day will be August 17th. Thanks to Alan Davies for originally putting out this unique annual event. Intruder watchers in Germany were concerned about a broadcast signal heard in the 15-meter ham band, 21150. Wolfgang Bischel explains it's a mixing product from the Sirjan site in Iran, heard at 19 to 20 UT, July 28th. However, neither of those frequencies are normally on the air at that hour. He thinks they were testing. They are used at other times of the day, but normally not at the same time, so there would be no mixing product available otherwise. One of the stories on the VOA radiogram, July 26th, is copied by Roger, came from RFERL. "Iranian satellite jamming causes storm of controversy," by Frud Bezan, July 23rd. "The Iranian regime has long used signal jamming to disrupt the flow of information into the Islamic Republic, but it couldn't have forecast the strategy's deadly consequences. Satellite jamming technology is being blamed for disrupting Iran's ability to predict a major dust storm that hit Tehran in June killing 5 people. In a report presented to Parliament, the Iran Meteorological Organization claimed it was unable to forecast the massive dust storm because of signals emitted by jamming devices, according to the ISNA news agency. In addition to the 5 killed, the June 2nd storm injured several dozen people and knocked out power to around 50 kilohomes in the capital. ISNA quoted Iran Meteorological Organization official Ahad Vazifeh that pertinent authorities had been warned of the effect of jamming signals on meteorological forecast before the deadly storm hit Tehran. Iran has been known to use jamming to prevent satellite transmissions of foreign-based TV and radio. The government seems to intensify jamming during sensitive times, such as the widespread protests that followed Iran's 2009 presidential election and the Arab Spring revolutions. Iranian officials have acknowledged that jamming takes place and have even warned of potentially negative consequences, including health dangers posed by jamming. In February, the health ministry set up a committee to investigate whether the government's jamming of satellite signals could pose a health risk to citizens. Wolfgang Büschel reports on the so-called Ital cable time signal station on 10 megahertz from Italy. You might think that's a standard exact frequency, as it is with WWV and other stations, but he measured it 14 hertz below 10,000. He says the pirate guys in Italy, with their time signal imitation, play some jingles, and a recording of the former IBF Torino standard frequency station. That was a real-time signal, as I recall, on 5 megahertz. It went off the air in 1991. Ron Howard in California has heard a couple of those Gyogyo fishery stations in Japan. We first reported about 9 weeks ago. This was on July 30th, and both of them may have come from Okinawa. At least Okinawa was mentioned on 8761 USB. That could be the Fisheries Institute, JFE. Heard from 1203 until off at 1209 UT. They provide info on the amounts of fish caught for each vessel along the coast. And the other one was on 8785 USB. He tuned up there at 1210, assuming they are doing the same thing. Brock Whaley sends a story from The Guardian about homemade North Korean radios with illustrations of some. This originated with someone at North Korea Reform Radio, which broadcasts from the South. Those who live near China may buy a Chinese radio, but those who don't have to contact a local underground radio maker. Of course, it's illegal to listen to anything from outside North Korea. These radios are made from wood. You can find it in the July 28th issue of TheGuardian.com under North Korea Defector Radio. Well, we feared it couldn't last, Antarctica having no interference from 15475 on their unique frequency, 15476. Another station has suddenly appeared there, first reported by Koji Hashimoto in Japan, July 25th. It's Radio Kuwait in Arabic. Heard at various hours, around 13 UT, again at 14, and around midnight UT, July 25th into 26th, at around 0300 as well. Wolfgang Büschel says it was also being heard July 26th, around 0900 UT. It was also reported early by Ron Howard in California as an UNID, July 25th at 0312 UT. Still on at 0501. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it's the general service in Arabic on an additional frequency. Heard at 1220 UT, July 25th, parallel to 9750 and 21540. Further monitoring by Ivo concluded the new 15475 is being run 24 hours a day. And a couple of other frequencies have disappeared, apparently the same transmitter, and they're the ones which were for North America. 13650 at 17 to 20 and 17550 at 20 to midnight UT, off the air as of July 25th. via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. This is World of Radio 1732. Our thanks for financial support this week from Thomas Hunt, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. By the way, those of us who are mathematically inclined recognize 1732 as a significant number as well, as it is the approximate square root of exactly 3 million. Last week I was talking about how the Malaysian flight shot down in Ukraine should not be referred to as Flight 17, since that's very ambiguous, but by its unique call sign, 9MMRD. Chuck Albertson in Seattle, who probably knows a lot more about aviation than I do, points out that it's merely the registration, not a radio call sign. They never use those when communicating. That may be the case, I say, but these registrations are obviously correlated with ITU radio call sign prefix allocations. KWTV Channel 39 in Oklahoma City features a story about taking down its historic tower. WTV was supposed to have stood for world's tallest video, since when the tower went up in the 1950s, it was the tallest man-made structure in the world for a while, until eclipsed by others at 1,572 feet above ground. Now they say in the next few weeks they will be not demolishing it, but dismantling it, since they no longer use it. There was a story on their newscast July 29th. You could find it at www.newsfigure9.com, but they never explain exactly why they no longer need it. Doug Smith, who is very familiar with FCC information, says they're actually a bit higher on a very close but different tower shared with a number of other stations, including their arch-rival KFOR-TV, Channel 27. Last week we were talking about 7325 still being clear for Wantok Radio Light Papua New Guinea to be heard, with China Radio International taking a break. But as of July 30th, I'm again hearing a strong signal from China in Japanese before 1300 on 7325. Radio Chosky in Urubamba, Peru, 5980. I've enjoyed checking frequently for the past sesquiyear at least. Once I discovered that their transmitter would cut off the air between 5 and 6 seconds later from one night to the next. They kept going later and later in the latest cycle before resetting their auto timer. As of July 19th, they had reached 0117.5 UT until they cut off. But they finally did reset it. I was not hearing it July 23rd at 0108, so they must have gone off earlier, and subsequently found that as of July 29th, they were cutting off at 26.5 seconds past 0106. So a grand procession is underway once again. On the NRC list, among others, Paul Walker, now in California, has been in contact with Solomon Islands Broadcasting and says the schedule now for their shortwave transmissions is 19 to 22 UT on 5020, 22 to 06 on 9545, and 06 to 12 on 5020. But this is still very much subject to variation. Wolfgang Büschel monitoring via remote receiver in Queensland on July 25th said 5020 did close down at 22 UT, but 9545 was switched on for only 2 seconds, 50 seconds later, and was still off the air at 2312. Furthermore, 9545 was not on the air the following day either, between 22 and midnight. And Ron Howard was still hearing 9545 going off the air at 05 instead of 06. As usual, about all I can hear in deep North America from this is a JBA carrier, meaning just barely audible, but it is now on exactly 5020 instead of off frequency to the low side. On July 26th, I could detect that carrier being cut off at 21 and a half seconds past 1200 UT. Craig Seeger in New South Wales was hearing Haniara later that UT day, July 26th at 2307, when it was back on the air on 9545, that being a local Sunday morning with a church service. This new on-frequency transmitter was built by contract engineer Jamie Labadia, but apparently they're getting a lot more new equipment, not just a shortwave transmitter. Brian Clark, Rob Wagner, and Mike Terry forward news from the SIBC website that the government of Japan, through JICA, the Japan International Cooperation Agency, has delivered a new radio broadcasting transmission facility to SIBC. It's worth more than $40 million, donated under a project, Improvement of Radio Broadcasting Network for Disaster Prevention. This project includes a shortwave transmitter system, a shortwave antenna system, a transmitter power supply system, a disaster prevention broadcasting communication radio system, a program transmission link equipment and peripherals, tools and spare parts to maintain the equipment. The project enables a 24-hour shortwave radio broadcasting and communication service and increases the coverage of radio broadcasting to nearly 100% of the country's population. I heard South Africa's Afrikaans service, Radio Sonder Grense, in English, as sometimes happens, July 25th at 0546 on 7285. A woman and man were speaking apparently about Hollywood, alternating with an announcer in Afrikaans, but it unseemed just a translation. There was no voiceovering, but narration furthering the story. She apparently assumed listeners could understand the intervening foreign language. Wolfgang Büschel, who always measures frequency to the hertz, comments on the Thailand relay site of U.S. International Broadcasting, Udon Thani. For some months now, bad frequency alignment noted on some of their transmitters, sloppy alignment, maintenance by station staff compared to other IBB relays worldwide or to the BBC relay in Thailand at Nakhon Sawan. For example, he heard the Radio Mashal U.S. service of RFERL in Pashto and Dari via Thailand, 45 hertz below 15740 on July 29th. And also, this site carries the external service of Radio Thailand itself, the English broadcast at 0530 until 0600 UT, July 27th, was 46 hertz below 17640. Wolfgang Büschel also reports a bad signal from the very weak Ukrainian hobby relay station, Radio Dniprovska Vilya from Zaporizhia, at 0620 UT, July 27th, measured 74 hertz above 11980. On July 28th, the House passed a U.S. International Broadcasting Reform Bill, which has nothing to do with frequency accuracy. There's a long report about this at bbgwatch.com. Thanks to Dan Robinson for drawing our attention to that. Also a story in the New York Times of July 28th. You can look that up. Thanks to David Cole and Mike Cooper for sending that along. And voanews.com also reported about it. Here's part of what they say. The House has passed a bill that would overhaul U.S. international broadcasting, including this agency, the VOA, four other government-financed broadcasters, and the Broadcasting Board of Governors that oversees all of them. Supporters of the bipartisan bill say the U.S. needs to fight back more effectively in the war of information against countries like Russia and China, but some opponents of the bill say they fear it would undermine VOA's journalistic integrity and its reputation. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce says international outrage over recent events in Ukraine shows how important it is for the U.S. to counter what he called continuous Russian propaganda in the region. Who is going to offset that propaganda? Our best weapon in this informational battle, the Broadcasting Board of Governors, is totally defunct, Royce says. The reform bill passed the House by a voice vote. It would reduce the BBG, which former Secretary of State Clinton called practically defunct, to an advisory role and would appoint a full-time CEO to run U.S. international broadcasting. It also defines the role of the VOA. As Democratic Congressman Gerald Connolly explains, VOA will now confine itself to its public diplomacy mission to foster positive relationships between the U.S. and the rest of the world. Some current and former VOA journalists say they agree that changes to management are urgently needed, but they are worried about language in the House bill that calls on the VOA to promote U.S. foreign policy while being a fair and accurate source of news. The bill also would reduce the scope of VOA's coverage from world news to U.S. news and policy. Former VOA Deputy Director Alan Heil says those changes would be devastating. If that bill becomes law, VOA's worldwide following on radio, TV, and online would plummet precipitously. The voice's greatest assets, its credibility, would be in shreds. Some media advocacy groups also have expressed alarm. Reporters Without Borders Secretary General Christophe Deloire issued a statement urging U.S. authorities not to transform media such as VOA, RFE, and RFA into diplomatic communication tools. Deloire said adopting the attitudes of information warfare would be extremely regrettable. A similar U.S. broadcasting bill would have to pass in the Senate and then be signed by President Obama in order to become law. It is not clear when or if the Senate will take up the issue. Kim Elliott must be pleased that his VOA radiogram experiment is being expanded to the Mandarin service of VOA, a new phase since July 27th. MFSK 32 text will be included in shortwave broadcasts at these exact times, 2258.15 UT, lasting 1 minute and 10 seconds on 6135 and 9845, and at midnight 5810 UT on 9880, 15385, 15565, and 17560. Daily, continuing for about 2 weeks via relay stations in Asia. They will, of course, be in Chinese characters. If you're listening to World of Radio on WWRB 3185 UT Fridays, stay tuned right after we finish, just before 0400 UT, because Dave France has been playing some classic shortwave interval signals for a few minutes and asking for reports. Tim Rado in Iowa wonders, what's the DRM transmission at 0310 on 9730? Partial decode says NTV. Douglas Kaler in Germany explains that it's a relay by Radio Andernach, the German forces station, and it's encrypted, not intended for reception by the public. July 28th at 0134 on the Part 15 frequency, 13560. I was hearing apparently a Heifer beacon sending a long dash and nothing but the letters AJO. Could it be from that town in Arizona? The propagation outlook from Boulder, solar flux dropping from 140 July 31st to 90 by August 13th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1732.